Blog Talk Radio.
Because Amen. 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 Welcome, family. This is, ooh, I'm all over the place. This is Women Speak Now and Be Heard. We are excited tonight to be partial hosting, co-hosting, or just being a part of opening up this broadcast tonight and having a open conversation. I know a lot of times there's a lot of things going on right now, a lot of questions being observed. And I was sitting here and I was like, okay, I invited several guests tonight. And I was going, you take over, you do this. And God said, no. I need you to utilize your interviewing skills and your question asking. And we want to ask the real question tonight. This is Women Speak Now. So before we even go there, I'm going to pray, but I need every woman on here to invite two women on this broadcast. You don't want to miss this. This is an anointed, unformatted, but it is real talk on Women Speak Now and Be Heard. Then we're going to bring on Minister Willette and Minister Terry. They're going to get involved, but I know when I throw this question out there, all women of every color, every creed, every size, every this, every that are going to be really, really, really encouraged to answer the question tonight. Come on, invite someone, invite one. Yes, Women Speak Now and Be Heard is a movement for all women, believers and non-believers. We're seeking an environment of love, of empowerment, of trust, and coming together as one in Christ. Yes, the WSN broadcast on the Now Network is dedicated to real talk, to deal with real issues, and to find real godly solutions. Yes, we speak the truth without compromising the Word of God. We speak the truth only from a biblical perspective. We believe that all those who worship God must worship God in spirit and in truth. Read John chapter 4. We are calling all women of truth to join the movement of the power of one. Bring your real voice, your real issues, and a real listening heart as women speak now and are heard here on the Now Network, Proverbs 12 and 1. The lip of truth shall be established, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Amen, amen. Women speak now and be heard. Question tonight for all my covenant ladies and those that you're inviting right now. You better get somebody on this broadcast tonight. If you are online listening, where our strongest following is, we advise you, if you want to get in this conversation, you must call 319-527-6173. Our alternate number for those on T-Mobile and some other carriers is 319-527-2216. But I still would have to know you're there to bring you in on that line if you wanted to get in this conversation. It's going to be a hot one tonight. The question, how does it feel being a woman in America? I could have said, how does it feel being a black woman? How does it being a yellow woman? What answers will I get tonight to know how it feels to be a woman? Because I know we can go to the next level of a black woman. There's different trials. There's white women, different benefits and still trials. But what my question first, and there'll be the next question of how does it feel to be a black woman today, right now. But, I mean, in America in whole, there's been a lot of growth, a lot of transitions. But how is it or how does it feel to be a woman in America? Dial one right now. I need somebody to answer that question. Now, I can't answer the question, but I sure can ask it. When you ask the question, you must get a thank you answer. Once you get an answer, you can now make a choice and a conscious decision if that's for you, or maybe you better let that ride on by. How does it feel to be a woman in America? Minister Willette, welcome to Women Speak Now and Be Heard. How are you?
I'm fantabulous in yourself.
Fantabulastic, yes.
You dial one first.
And believe me, I'm gonna be coming back with that second part of it, and that's gonna be kind of a minority question. Now, I'm asking this question up general first because there are all culture or all creeds on this broadcast, white, Hispanic, Korean, Japanese, black, Mexican, you name it. We're all here. We're a melting pot on this broadcast. And if you're not represented or your race isn't, let me be a part of it because I'll just tell you guys right now, I'm a mutt. I got a little all of it in me, and I'm not ashamed of it. But I will represent all those that think you're not being represented tonight. But just in general, how is it? What does it feel like to be a woman in America? Now, that could be it's empowering. Is this? But what's the truth from you? Because I'm hoping I get other answers from others too. But what is it like to be a woman in America?
To be honest with you, and I'm
yes,
you know
please,
me, I always
please,
got, I
please.
You know. I always got to keep it 100. To me, it's empowering. Because as a woman, I can my beauty can speak for one way, and they underestimate you because they're looking on the outside and they looking at the outside and they'd be taking off their game because they're not paying attention to what's really going on. They are it's people underestimate you. It's just a great feeling, and especially if you can walk in your true self as a woman.
Okay, well let me see if I can draw this out of you. Let's go back a little bit. When you were a little bit more unseasoned, a little bit more raw, and you had to deal with certain. Let me ask it this way. As a woman, do you experience prejudices? Not by color. Let's not get into color yet because we're going to get to that. But especially what we're doing right now, because if I can't breathe, you can't breathe either. And that goes for George Floyd and everybody else that may have been in a damaging situation. But just as a woman, do you experience prejudices against you as a female? Have you ever experienced that?
Yeah, I experienced that as a female, and to keep it 100 once again, it's not you think it comes from a different race as far as the prejudice. I've experienced it within my own race.
Don't mind my noises, girl.
What happens is that because people judge you based off of your look and not who you are, if you look any halfway decent, a woman, a black woman, a mad dog, another black woman, and not being able to encourage or edify and lift up or empower that black woman, you feel as a threat. And it's like, I love if I see you and I'm saying, girl, you rocking that hair, or I like that outfit, or if I give you a positive affirmation at any sort, me giving you that doesn't take not one eyelash off of me.
Okay, so what you're saying basically is pretty cool to be a woman.
Oh yeah,
because
I'm
just trying to say as a man, even you know I'm smiling all the time, but there are a lot of prejudices within my own race, within my own
right,
within my own belief system, within my industry of business. There's a lot of prejudices that I'm experiencing, and, you know, I just don't want to sugarcoat it too much for everybody tonight because we're dealing with some issues even when we get to the race part of it, and that goes for any minority, and I call white, black, we all minorities to me because I'm one. I got some of you in me, so I have the right to talk about everybody tonight. If anybody can host this show tonight, God chose the right one because I got a little bit of all y'all in me. So I can speak on some things from a race standpoint, but just as a human being, not saying being light, being dark, because I can tell you some prejudices growing up in a black community as a light skinned person. I've been scrutinized my whole life. I can tell you stories where I was punished because of the mistreatment of our race in past, just because I was light-skinned and I was called white boy. When you was called white boy, you got treated like a white boy, and you had to either stand up or run. So, you know, I've seen prejudice, you know, face-to-face, so I can't speak on that too. But just as a human being, Somebody else may want to dial in now. This ain't just a minister. Willette got to take it all. And no, her name isn't Willette. It's Willette.
Pastor,
you don't have to take it in all by herself. I want all y'all to get in on this. I need every lady on here. Huh?
Before you interject with that, tonight, you putting a lot, and I know it's your show, and you're putting a lot of disclaimers on stuff, and you're really doing stuff like putting brakes on. But in the world right now, we need it needs to be raw. It has to be raw because of where we're at in this world. It's time for us to be truly transparent, no holds barred. We have to truly be raw so people can.
Well, here, let me be raw with you. See, that's why I don't do a formatted show, because I'm gonna get to that. That's coming. But to make everybody see, for me, this is for me. When you are a believer, you're no different in my eyesight,
right,
in my spiritual relationship with you or not. So I still got to respect who you are as a believer. Now,
keeping
things real.
Absolutely.
I'm always real. So I'm buttering it up a little bit. You say now go straight in. Well, we are, and I'm gonna
go in.
I'm trying to pull everybody in on this one, because not just being a woman, but there are women on here that a white woman can tell you things she's been through. You'd be like, huh? You guys don't go through that. Well, there are, and I wish I had somebody a real down to earth white girl. Oh, did I say that? To dial one right now and say, wait a minute, hold on. There's prejudices even in the white community. There's trailer trash. You got unemployment. You got different levels in the white neighborhood too. So just the racial part. It's just not cookies and cream to be a white person. If I could be honest about that tonight, even though we are dealing with injustices and discriminations and things as an African American community, but believe me, on the other side, there's some other prejudices that we're not talking about tonight. But if someone was real and true, it goes all the way around. But let's get back to the initial. Okay, wait, Minister Terry just popped in. Let me get a second person in here. Now we heard from Minister Willett. Now, Minister Terry.
Good evening,
how
my
is it for you
and family?
Amen.
Yes.
How is it for you to be a woman in America? Not a black woman, but a woman. Just a woman.
This is one of them questions you say, but I love what evangelists say. We have to answer it truthfully. You know, it depends. In some areas where I go, I feel like it's respected. Because, you know, I'm a people person. I love people, and I love to talk. I love the greeting. I love to bless them. I love to share Jesus with them. Some areas you can go, whatever time it is, you can be respected. Then there's times, other areas you may go, you may feel like you the produce in the market.
Oh!
You piece of meat.
Come on now.
They waiting at the meat.
Is it real talk now?
Yeah, you feel like, you know, they're waiting at the meat counter, and the board says you should not lust with your eyes. But I have to say, before I knew the word, I used to lust with my eyes, too. I would see something, ooh, he looks good, you know, but been truthfully. But everybody don't know the word.
Hey, come on, get their five senses. Yeah. Get their five senses up out of here. Let's get release the five senses.
Release them. And sometimes you feel like you just, a piece of me walking in some clothes around here. That's it. You
my
know,
God,
they don't.
My God.
Yeah, sometimes you never even get eye contact. And you never get a conversation, a full sentence.
God got the right host tonight. Because, see, I can even say I've even dealt with that too. So don't feel alone.
Yeah.
It's just not women. Men go through the same thing too. But let's go to another level.
Yeah.
Maybe Minister Terry, in your work environment as a woman,
did you feel as equal in your
work environment when you were nursing and working with doctors and other male nurses? Did you, what was it like to be a female nurse in a male's world? Maybe, come on, let me get that question out.
Yeah, it's really in nursing and medical field is a man's world. And the doctors will write the orders, and sometimes male nurses would think they would write the orders. But then the doctors, but the worst ones in the male nursing in the medical field was the surgeons. And back then, before I was in the Word of God, I used to say, my God, who died and made them God? They, you know, they come in and want to give nurses orders like we're flunkies, you know, but you're a nurse. You're here to serve the patient, not the doctors. You took an oath to serve the patient, and you got to work with the doctors. We're supposed to be working hand in hand. But some of the nurses were shaking their boots when the men would come, because I think it was male, female. But see, I've been very outspoken.
Yes.
And the Lord gave me.
Well, that's why I know to ask the right people the question.
Yes. Women's supposed to be heard. Back in the day, they said, women, you're not supposed to speak till you're spoken to. My God, you know, that's why I said, always call on and say, Lord, because I'm
That's what I'm trying to get to. If you guys are seeing, I'm trying to pull it out, because there were certain areas and certain things women couldn't do. And were put in certain positions where they were only responsible for this. You know, I asked somebody before the show. I started reaching out, and that's to the first person that called, and they answered. I said, "Well, do you guys feel more pain than men do?" And she said to me, she said, "Well, yeah, because we take it seriously. You guys are, you know, go through a little pain and get and let the pain go." But we hold on to it intensely, because we want to see the results of that pain leave. And I said, wow, that was kind of dynamic. That you know, that's my mentor told me about true love 20 years ago, and he said love ain't just saying I love you. Love is knowing that you ain't no good, still loving you. Love is seeing you get to where you're going, still loving you, and then when you made it, still loving you that you don't go back. I said I had to get up and run because. That's true love, and I want us as a network, as a family, to light the fire. This is fresh fire 2020.
Yes.
The pandemic,
2020.
The riots, they trying to tear 2020 down, saying it's the worst ever. No, as a believer, we can make it the best. We still got 6 months to make it the best that we've ever seen, something nobody's ever done before. If we really get to the root of things and ask the right questions, I'm glad I'm hosting tonight because there's a fire in this network that needs to get lit back up with urgency to get the word out. I'll be the first one to say that if somebody cancels, I'll say let it go. Remember, Minister Terry, back in the day, if somebody canceled, who went up? I went up. If somebody didn't show up, I went up. And then trying to, you know, grow people and give opportunity to people, it affected me. I repent now that there's been an empty slot, that there's been an empty time, because a lot of times we'll react off others, and it's not their fault because we all got stuff going on. It's just being able to feel and be able to be successful. So all that to say, we see from you that there is some differences of being a female in America. Okay, we got one other caller dialed in. We're going to get to area code 951, last four, 0360. And then I'm going to ask the next question. How is it to be a minority in America? Welcome to the show. Area code 951, last four, 0360. Welcome to Women Speak Now and Be Heard.
Hi, Pastor E.
Oh,
thank you. I'm doing fine. The CNO Co, how are you doing?
I know what it is.
Thank you.
I know.
And this is every third. I try to get in to the, I mean, not get in, but come onto the calls weekly, and it always seems to something happen on the phone or it's not going through. And today I was like, wait a minute, it's on. I hear music because, you know, for some reason, I don't know what it is. Was it my phone service or I don't know what it was. So. Amazing topic. And I, like the two women said, I love being a woman. I love being a woman in America, and especially the more I learn about God and his design for me. And I tell people, no matter if you're black, white, Asian, God made all women needing the same things, but we want different things. But we all need to be loved, accepted. We're nurturers. We're womb carriers. So that's why we hold on to things, because we give birth to it, whether it's negative or positive. We're going to give birth to it. So I tell people, as a woman, I've worked in a predominantly early on young and male, you know, in a male environment. And it was, I had to be confident. I had to be assertive. And I tell people, I had to carry myself in a way that said, don't even try it.
But it was there.
But it was there, but they
oh, thank you.
It was
but
there.
Hold on. Check this out. I want to just slow down. Let's slow down just a little bit. Okay. Now, I'm glad you're going to be able to give us some hints, even today, on how to be assertive. But let's talk about it was still there. You couldn't just go through naturally and say, I'm equal. I'm a woman. I got the same. You had to do something to shift it. And it helped you. It molded you. But what about that one person out there listening tonight, Minister Enoko, that needs that power from you and say, okay, let's not ignore what's there. I'm really trying to get some open tonight of really talking about what we're dealing with in our country.
What was with me was consistency in my behavior. Consistency, no meant no today, tomorrow, and the next day. And people are looking, and time will tell just who you are. So at 19, being a supervisor, you know, supervising men who could have been my father, and had a man tell me, I can't listen to you.
I got a
daughter twice your age. And it was the comment I came back with that made him go, okay. And so for me, what I used to do is find people's strengths. What is your strength? When I worked with males, I found out what they were good at, and I learned early on is respect. If I respected them, and I didn't belittle or talk down or try to carry my weight, and I had to learn that from my father. He said, one thing a man wants is respect. They don't care if you like them, but they want you to respect them. And so I had to do that, and I had to be consistent. And so I did, even with Caucasian women, and when you're talking about this, I worked with Caucasian, Asian, I've done with human trafficking. And I tell people, when you are a white woman in America, and I have friends or women that I talk to, they have the highest rate of suicide, the highest rate of depression, because men put this label and put them on this pedestal that they can never reach. And so you look at all these magazines with these white women, they're airbrushed. And you're a person that is in the industry. So everything is airbrushed. They'll never live up to that expectation. And so I tell people, you think about the movie industry, how they portray them. And I tell someone, when I first saw the movie The Fly, which is the nastiest insect in the world, and who had a baby by the fly? A white woman.
A woman.
Who fell in love with a gorilla? A white woman. So I tell people, women, that's how I get everybody's attention. You know what? At the end of the day, we're all one, regardless of what color we are. We are all one. We all need the same thing.
Because I was just about to say, that could have been a white, black, yellow, any kind of woman. But that's the thing that's really trying to get this is that, and I'm asking for help. Women
and
see
I've
now
seen, I've seen them abused.
Yes, I have too.
And they
go through the same thing.
We go through.
They go through worse things. That's another show altogether on how a white woman is treated when she dates a black man. Oh my God, it's hell from both sides. They can't live. we can't even talk about that tonight. Y'all talking about presidency? There's some presidencies out there, and I think we have one of our covenant partners that have dialed one. We're gonna get her in. She's the next in queue. But I want to get everybody involved in this. But I'm really crying out tonight for help. With Women Speak Now, I needed to keep going forward with a fire to communicate, and let's talk about it. How can you be heard if you don't talk? Prophetess Laurie, welcome to Women Speak Now. How is it for you to be not a woman of color, but just a woman in America? I'm not talking about now that you are holy and sanctified. I'm talking about give us some insight to how you had to push through things like Minister Enoka talked about, how Minister Terry, how Minister Willette talked about on their own levels, how you had to push through to get where you are, but that struggle is there.
Well, for me, I learned at an early age when I was growing up about women, you know, being a woman and being a young girl then. I had to push my way through even at a young age. And it wasn't so much that the boys or men were against me. It was more women that were
mm-hmm.
against me. And I had to fight all of my life.
See, you was cool with the dudes. See, whenever you're cool with the dudes, you're going to always have problems with women. See, I was cool with the girls. And I always had problems with the guys. They didn't want to be my friend. They wanted to be my teammate because I could ball. But other than that, they didn't want to be my friends because I was friends with the women.
So much. It wasn't so much that I was cool with the dudes. I really wasn't cool with them. What I saw was, because I was very mature and very, I had a lot of wisdom growing up as a kid, as a young girl. And what I saw was that how the women presented themselves, the young girls even then presented themselves and how they was loose and fancy free and how they just gave themselves so freely to these boys, and I wasn't the one, and I sat back and watched, and I said, I would never be that one, and because I sat back and watched, I grew up never being that one, because I was always able to minister to young girls and women, because I watched young women and even older women as they grow up from their youth. They can be very, very treacherous, very treacherous. I teach my young girls today because they go to school and they say, oh, my friends this and my friends. I said, don't be so quick to call them your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Be very careful. Be very careful. And I want you, young daughters, to know now, my granddaughters, and I taught my daughters, I want you to know that you have to love yourself. Beauty starts within. It starts within. If you love yourself, you will always, and you respect yourself, you will always be respected. If you can't respect yourself, nobody else will respect you.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up, Pastor E, respect self. Even when I was in the world, I never, as a young lady, a teenager, an adolescent, growing up into my adulthood, I never disrespected myself. Even if I saw another woman, I encouraged her always. You know,
okay, well,
don't wear that.
Hit the brakes for a second. Let's stop right there because we're talking about unity. We're talking about how we help each other. And in this time of a crying out nation, crying out people, I think we can be the forefront for the believers that we can make solutions to that. So you said that word, I always got to stop on that because that L-O-V-E, that four-letter word, the word that
yes.
covers a multitude of sins.
Multitude.
Why don't we use it enough? We always talk about it, but why aren't we using it to its fullest capacity? If you could answer that for me, Prophet.
Yes, I can. And the reason why we never had it when we was growing up, I started writing the book, The Lost Woe Man, the Lost, W-O-M-A-N.
Oh, you're writing?
I'm a writer, yeah. I write poetry, I write plays, I do plays, yeah, I write.
I already knew you wrote. I know your gift, but I mean you're writing.
Am I writing now?
Right now.
No, I should be.
Okay.
I should be.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda, go. We pray that shoulda, woulda, coulda spirit up right now in the name that is above every name, Jesus. Get thee behind her in the name of Jesus. You start writing right now. Come on, pray, Minister Willette. We got that writing spirit on us right now.
Yes. Right now. Right now. Yes, I really do, Pastor E. I do have to get busy writing because the devil is a I'm a threat to him with a pen in my hand.
I really
every
am.
Woman on this,
so,
every woman on this broadcast today, whether
yes,
you ever
we all
did
have a
anything,
story to tell.
You've never done, if you thought you weren't, you are the one I'm talking to tonight. Let's birth that gift in you and get that. All right, so Prophetess Laurie, I got that love thing. I want to bring in our next guest, and this is Minister Rhonda. And she's going to, I think, going to speak from the other side because, without disrespect, she is a white girl. But she loves the Lord. But I know she could probably address some stuff on her side that even though she's seeing the injustice, maybe from her eyesight, that could help us a little bit more. Minister Rhonda.
Good evening, fam.
Good evening.
Praise God.
Praise God. Now, what was the question? I'm sorry. I was.
As not as color, but as a woman, how is it to be a woman in America? Is it just, you know, everything good on your end? Everything's been perfect in your life? You haven't had any struggles because of whatever. How is it for you as a woman in America?
As a woman in America, for me, it has been tough coming up. It was always a man's world. And I just had to fight through to stand up because I was a single mom as well. So in my life, when you try to do anything, you're always put in your place as a woman.
Wait, you said put where?
Put in your place as a woman. That's what in my culture, I don't know if that's how it's said everywhere, but a woman had it.
No,
had
that's
their
exactly
place, and
what you said it right.
Yeah.
Amen.
It was, you know, behind the man.
Good evening, sister. Yes.
Good evening. Yes, and I agree with Sister Terry, yes. Sometimes you do feel like a piece of meat, and they're just looking at you like that. So, you know, and that was tough because it was aggravating because you're not really portraying yourself that way. It's just how they looked at you. So you just had to learn to be tough, not look them in the eye, and go on. Oh, that's how I do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But was it easy?
No, it hasn't been easy. It hasn't been easy at all. You have to be strong. And now, as a woman of God, I go about it in a different way.
That was my next question. Is that how did it get easy for you? I mean, after all the struggle, after all of the ins and outs, when did it get easy for you? And you saw that even though it still existed in the world, but it didn't exist in you anymore because you found what?
I found confidence and courage to move forward and not really pay attention to what they're doing because I know it's spirits that are inside them. And so I just pray for them and I move on. And that's how
Hallelujah.
I do it. Yes.
Amen. My wife.
Amen. So as a woman, you've experienced prejudice, you've experienced distancing, and that place thing. I ain't never been able to. Oh Jesus! I'm gonna go off. I ain't never been able to tell no woman she had a place. They trying to put me in my place, but anyway, that you got up there, certain women, and this is I'm being silly. Just to keep it going, but I know the rumors. I know I've been around. I ain't nothing I've missed. And there are certain criteria, especially still going on in our life right now, that women do what they're told to do because that's their place. We're praying against that place to be broken tonight again. But to know you have a place, but to understand that's not your destination.
Place.
Mm-hmm. Is that for all you ladies? Did you all break away from your place no matter what your color was? Did you all was told there was a place for you, but you had to break out your place? And that we had God to do it, but you had to break out of a place.
No.
Is that for all
I
you
never
know
was. What history put in your place when that came out like that? That was a problem, you know. But I know right now I say in ministry, stay in your lane. But I guess that's what they meant was put you in your place. But I knew growing up with my parents, I would hear that term, put you in your place. So, you know, I just, it didn't fit right, put you in your place. We're not a pet. You're talking on equal, men and women, if you're in a relationship. So sometimes it's words. There's so much power in words.
There you go. There you go. That's it right there, the power of those words. Because even as a child, I remember that. Oh, stay out of that conversation. That's out of your – wait a minute. Those were healthy conversations that were arousing my brain. Why tell me to shut up? That's why I don't – you guys see me. I'll keep preaching with kids around me because I'm not going to ever be the one to tell a kid to be quiet. Because you never know what comes out the mouth of a child. And I can see, I've learned how to preach with them. So, you know, it is what it is, but the place, we got a place, but our place is in God. It's not where man has put us to be. But if y'all don't hear that right now, it's just not a place for one person. It's a place for everybody because you're mixed. You darkened a little somebody else. But we all are mixed with something. And now we hear that it's not so far off to be a woman. I'm going to let that set for a minute. Area code 714, last 42381. I don't even know your name, and they going to ask your name. How have you experienced being a woman in America?
Well, I'm going to tell you my name. This is Sister Frankie.
Minister Frankie is in the house.
And listen, this is a fantastic dialogue about being a woman in America and, you know, being an African-American woman. And I have a high school education. And yet God has afforded me to allow me to sit at the board table in a large organization and to be able to lead folks. And it was a hard-fought battle to get where I am. You know, when you deal with older, I think I heard someone
The Holy Spirit told me to tell you where you're going.
Amen.
Not where you am, but where you're going.
Right.
I just had to slip that in there prophetically.
All right.
If y'all want the prophecy tonight, just say,
hey!
He's special.
But I want to, the point that I'm making, Pastor E and family, is this. When you're sitting at that table and you're around folks, there's a real, the key is respect. And I think one of the callers said it earlier, is just, you know, giving the respect, but also demanding the respect and having your voice heard, because I would not allow the white men who were sitting in the room with me, nor the white lady sitting in the room with me, nor anybody, to not hear my voice. I'm always going to be respectful. I'm always going to listen to the point, but you know what? I'm going to speak, and my voice is going to be heard. And there's something to be said about a woman of God who understands who you are, who God has made you, and not only that, understanding the talents that God has given you. And don't you can be both.
Come on now,
you're
preaching.
I know what He has given me. He has given me a keen intelligence. He allows me to be in places and gain favor from certain folks. So I say all this to say this, you know, here I am, a little African American girl from Columbus, Ohio, but yet God has put me in places and will bring me additional places. Thank you for the prophecy, Pastor E, it has not yet been shared with me where He's going to take me. And here's the key to this. Don't be scared to bring somebody else, white, black, blue, or green. Reach out and express to our young ladies. Show them how to be a lady. Show them that it's okay to be smart.
Yes.
It's okay to be relentlessly curious about your life. But more importantly, it's okay to be relentlessly curious about God. Because when we chase Him, everything else seems to fall into place. And I think that's
Deuteronomy 28.
Right? And so then I also say this, and then I'm going to be quiet, I'm going to let it go, right? But as we chase God and we share that, and some of us are in places, you know, I work in corporate America. It's not wise to talk about Jesus in corporate America. However, God's so good. He gives you all these positive affirmations all those positive affirmations that you hear is straight from the scripture. So well, guess what I do every morning is give someone a positive affirmation.
That's right.
Smile today. Listen, love is in the air today. Let's talk about
well,
let's walk in excellence, right?
Somebody ought to be running
today.
Right now.
So that's what I have to say. It is a challenge. I want to say that it's a challenge to be a woman, but it's one of the greatest things because when you think about motherhood and birthing and
nurturing
and all that stuff, oh, my goodness, all the good things that have been implanted in us, it's now time for us to seek God and say, what would you have for my life? How can you use me, Father, that I can be a positive influence on others, right? And that when I walk in the room, when I walk in the room, I walk in authority, I walk in confidence,
right.
I walk in courage.
I know about that.
I am walking in, listen, I got a light in me that will not be dimmed. And so I think we as women have to encourage one another. Thank you guys so much for coming on the call and speaking on this call.
Love you.
You've encouraged me today. I love you more. I love you more. And thank
love
you, Pastor
you.
E.
All right. Love you, guys. Pastor E. Pastor E.
Evangelist Willette. I don't know where Pastor E is. He's still over there.
I wanted to piggyback on the mighty woman of God that just spoke. And,
I am right here.
I wanted to piggyback on what she said. And what happens is before, just like when you were saying, well, as a combination of speaking on what Pastor E said and what she said, the reason why when we were younger you couldn't say stuff that you were saying about real conversation because back then it was a different dynamic back then. We were supposed to be seen and not heard. So that's why you weren't able to interject on those conversations.
Place. So place, you had a place.
You were out of place. You had a place. But to also reach the woman of God
me.
Is
can
that.
Can I be the throw me on the altar. Can I be the one that you guys forgive all of us forever even thinking that you're supposed to be in a place, but that you are the place. I'm going to tell you something I learned about women over the years. Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Women speak.
Let me tell you this dynamic. Here, give me a moment. I need this moment. I want to encourage you guys. Let me tell you something I learned about women. Women, if you're really knowing that the only thing that can produce life is God, except a woman. The only living person that experiences death while they're alive is a woman. So without that, first of all, none of us would be here, and we wouldn't be. We couldn't have made a place or said anything about that because when man was alone, he needed help. And I've done enough study not to get friends and not to you know. You say, oh, we're going to listen to Pastor E more. I just want to be honest with you guys tonight that you are special and unique beings. And God intended. Go ahead, throw it in there. But man was intended to enjoy partnership, and it got mixed up somewhere down the line back in the beginning. Then when it got redid, it got messed up. Then it got redid, it got messed up. As men, I'm asking my brothers to man up. I'm about to be on them the same way. I'm gonna be hosting that show for the next month or so to get it back where it used to be. But I need to hear the voices of where we need to get better. I remember, oh, my God, Minister Terry, tell him when Minister Michelle was on here, there was a dynamic, both sides, Women Speak Now, Man Up the Movement coming together.
Yes.
We did
yes.
that broadcast
yes.
once a month. It was really enriching because we asked the right questions. We used to ask people, well, what would you ask a man? What would you ask that? That's coming back. We got to get that back in. But I need people that want to be, that have the same fire like tonight. I think God threw that message out tonight is what does it feel like to be a woman? Because this is Women Speak Now. And we need to hear from you guys more. We need to know more. How can I get better if I'm not hearing where I messed up or where maybe my ancestors messed up or maybe where it was just in a bad situation because of generations? This
and may
is
I also
a,
interject? Real quick, I'm sorry, Pastor. You're gonna have to mute me.
Jesus, I was just getting to the part where y'all was gonna all start running. my God. No, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
But not only that, you know what? But we should be able to challenge one another and encourage one another. Not just talk about here are all our issues. These are bad issues. But how do we get to the place as a woman that we encourage one another, that we lift one another up? And it has to start with
one
another.
We love one another.
And we love each other. We continue
to
love each other.
That's 100.
Whatever the issues are, whatever it is, I want to love you through. I want to show you, you know, here's the word, sister. Here's what I've gone through. But I want to encourage you, because today's going to be better than it was yesterday. And your tomorrow is a bright future.
Well,
that's what I want to hear. I need hope.
Hallelujah.
Right? I need hope and love. I need nurturing and encouragement. I'm sorry. Okay, mute my line, Pastor E.
Oh, no, that's good stuff.
No, that's good word. And see, that's what's so good about it. It's women speaking now. This broadcast every Thursday should just be open up for you guys to speak together, respecting each other's time, and know when to go into the next one, know when to get out, and know when to let it go. But let's do this thing, because I want to see us grow. This is a platform for us to grow. Go ahead, Mr. Terry.
Yes, I'm saying tonight I have Evangelist Willette, Minister Rhonda, Apostle Lori, Minister Inoko, and Minister Frankie. Oh, my God. And those that haven't pushed one. That's why I'm saying this platform for Women Speak Now, yes, we can use it for love. So women, we can share the love we have within us. So all women, we can love each other. And not just on the surface. We can love each other. We can compliment each other. We can build each other. Because in the world right now, they're not building each other up. They're hating on each other. Come on now. We have to
get real
to love one another. My God. You know,
can I try to interject?
Go ahead.
Okay.
You know
wait. Hold on. We got three to interject. Minister Willette first. Who was the next voice I heard after Minister Willette?
Me.
That was her. Amen.
That was me.
Okay. No, that was only one.
So,
okay, Minister Willette, interject.
No, that was me.
Okay.
That's Prophet Glory. So the reason why.
Okay, you right after. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Who's first?
I got
Minister Prophetess Lori first.
Just let
Minister Willette next. Oh, you know what? I'm off the thing. I'm going to let y'all have this. I'm done.
Thank you.
I love y'all. I'm just listening. Y'all handle the show.
Amen. Okay. We love you too, Pastor.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Evangelist Willette.
Okay, so what I was saying was, when I was trying to add to what the woman of God was saying was, most of the time, in the world, they want you to be in a box. And when you don't know who you are, you stay within that box. But when God tells you that you're fearfully and wonderfully made, then you're not supposed to stay in
that
box. And the reason why you could speak to that, the reason why you could speak to those people, because you don't have to have a college degree. Because God is going to equip you for what you're supposed to do. Wherever he takes you, he's going to equip you for that. Because just like me, I have a high school and some college, but I got a kingdom degree.
Come on.
And as far as the reason why other women cannot speak into your life, because somebody can't love up on you if they don't love themselves. In order for them to love upon themselves to see positive stuff in you, they have to be whole themselves. And that's why a lot of times each woman cannot love upon each other, because they're broken within themselves.
Amen.
But it's time to change that. And to love up on that person where they're at, and not where we think they're at. Not to try to compare them to our model, but compare them to that model, which is him.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
That's good.
Amen.
What we as
women, we have to do is to take the mask off.
Yep.
We have to start wearing a mask, okay?
Yeah.
And take it off and allow God to heal our inner selves. We know how to wear masks very well. We mask ourselves up with the hair, with the makeup, with the lashes, with the clothes, with the big old hats and the jewelry and everything else. And then we love with hypocrisy. What is that? But the Bible says in Romans 12:9, let love be without dissimulation.
Well,
come on. What is dissimulation? Dissimulation is phony, fake love. You're pretending. When we come and we pretend to love one another, we really know deep down inside that we really don't have the love of God in us, that we have been broken, but we need to become broken before God and just say, God, I'm afraid to love. I've been hurt so badly. God, I want to love and I want to be loved. Because some women are reaching out to us, reaching out to you, and we're afraid to accept their hand, and we're afraid to accept their love because we have been so badly hurt and we're wearing that mask.
That's right.
And so we don't want to surrender our hearts. We don't want to surrender it over to that thing that's reaching out to us. And they're really sincere, but we're being fake. We're saying, oh, I love you, my sister, but you really don't mean it. But God is saying, love without dissimulation. Stop being fake. Stop being phony and really let God, the Holy Spirit, work on our hearts and heal us from the deep hurts, the deep within. Right? We have to stop putting on that fake face.
Welcome, Pastor Valori.
That's right.
We're best friends and that we, and none of us, we come with falsehood and falseness, lying. And that's dissimulation. And God said love without dissimulation. You can't keep doing that. It shows that when people, I never learned, I studied it, hypocrite, when people say, I don't want to come to church, you know, church, why? Because y'all hypocrites.
Because they
what does that
the
mean?
What
hypocrisy is fake love. And it's deeply disturbing. When somebody is stabbing you in the back, your own sister in Christ, your own sister, and knowing, and turn around and say, I love you, kiss you on the cheek, hug you. But phony.
Church.
We cannot.
That's right, sir.
I've been through it. I know what it is to be church hurt.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Well, I can talk about it because I've been healed from it. I've been delivered from it. And I love the agape love of God, unconditional love. We can't love with our love. Our love is fake. It's phony.
You gotta love
it's
with
hypocrisy.
Him.
It's dissension. It's phony. But we have to really, truly allow the Holy Spirit to come into our hearts and give us God's love. Because what? Love is patient. Love is kind.
Love is kind.
Love is not rude.
Love
does not easily be angered. Love does not demand to have its own way. Love is not jealous. And when we're jealous, that means that we don't know who we are. You jealous of me. That means you see something on me or in me that you really admire, that you really like, but you don't know how to come to me and say, sister, I love this about you. I love that about you. You're so genuine. I love the way you dress. I love the way your hair looks. But we talk about each other, and we be jealous of each other because we don't know who we are. Know who you are in Christ and whose you are. And allow God, give him the mask. Take the mask off. We got to hand it over to him. Because he sees that mask. He wants it. And that's what we have to do. We have to start building each other up, caring about one another, esteeming each other higher than ourselves. We have to look on the affairs of others.
But he wasn't able to see my phone number, but I've been listening to all you mighty and powerful women about being a woman.
Praise
and I applaud you all for sharing, even sharing your truth, as he said, because that's one thing that is needed. I know you guys were just talking about how to love on one another, be able to come together, be able to respect one another. Let me just tell you this quick story. When I joined Abiding Faith Fellowship Church, a church I just came from out of. I think I was there for maybe about 4 or 5 months. I had already been a minister, and the first lady came to me and said, I want you to be the president of the women's department. And I looked at her and I said, you and Jesus got jokes, because I don't like women like that. And
come on.
And not to be mean, but like somebody else has said, I was more friends with the boys than I was with the girls, so
me
the girls
too.
Always had issues with me.
Yeah.
So therefore, And most of the women that I was around was catty and messy. I was about, you know what I'm saying, I was about business at a young age. So, you know, if you're not on nothing, I wasn't trying to, you know, get with you. So anyway, so when she said that, I just looked, but I always was taught, your leaders will see something in you, just follow what they say. So I said, okay, and I prayed, and I said, God, you know I don't do this very well. You know I really, you know, have this snappy attitude. God started giving me different things to do. Let me tell you about this one exercise he gave me. I went to one of the school supply stores, got these white building blocks that were empty, so they were just all pure white. So I got these white blocks, and I wanted them to build a wall. Every woman got about four or five blocks, and on each side they had to write down emotions that they went through or traumas they went through that was part of them building the wall in their life.
Ooh,
wall against men,
awesome.
Wall against family, mm-hmm. wall against themselves, what, you know. And so after the women got done and we started stacking these bricks up and building this wall. So what I did was I came back, and after they built it, I facilitated, and I said, now, I sent about three people up there. I said, now read me some of the things that was written on this wall. And when they started seeing that they had things in common, like rape
mm-hmm.
or molestation
mm-hmm.
and abuse and, you know, so things like that, then the walls against each other started to come down
mm-hmm.
a little bit. Because
mm-hmm.
now you could see that your sister went through the same pain and trauma as
yes.
you. So before we all kicked the wall down too, that's the blessed part. So I gave you all the blessed part. But before that, ladies, what I had to do, I said, but listen, let me tell you. I said, we all dealt with the same common thing, which is called pain, but we
mm-hmm.
all dealt with it differently.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're doing is you're judging your sister on her reaction
mm-hmm.
to pain. So therefore,
mm-hmm.
some may have went to drugs, some may went to alcohol, some may went loose,
yeah.
some may have took off their clothes, some may went on the pole, somebody.
Amen.
They all had the same thing, which was pain, but they reacted differently. Stop judging your sister on her reaction.
Amen.
And find out her root.
Ooh.
And help her to heal from the
uh-huh.
root, which is the reaction. So therefore, when God shows, so when after I went home, ladies, God said, now you see, they just like you.
Oh,
you don't like women because you don't like women because they're just like you.
Like you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not liking yourself because, again,
mm-hmm.
you're looking at your own self and your own pain and your own reaction, and you don't like her because of her pain and her reaction. You got to stop that.
Yeah.
And so
right.
from there,
yes.
I was able to build a powerful women's ministry, and really, and I just wrote a book just released this week called PTSD, Pressing Through Singleness and Divorce, because I had to talk
mm-hmm.
to my divorce ladies. Women go through divorce more traumatically than men do,
mm-hmm.
and women don't recognize the signs and the symptoms of the post-traumatic stress disorder that they go through after going through a divorce. I'm trying to help them to find their joy again, find your peace again, find the new you without him. You figure most of these women have been married 14, 15, 25 years, going through divorces? That's a whole new world to some of these women. And I'm seeing them go back to the world. I'm seeing them turn. I'm seeing them starting to smoke blunts and going, you know, doing
yep.
things up under the cover.
Yep.
And they're in the church doing things secretly to cope with what they can't
yep.
tell you that they're stressing out on.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Because
and you know what?
Really
I
want to
interject on something that she's saying. People don't realize when you
mm-hmm.
go through divorce, it's like grieving. It's the same
yes,
cycle
ma'am.
As death.
It's,
death
mm-hmm.
it's
mm-hmm.
the same
death
feelings,
thing.
The same thing as
mm-hmm.
it, but that person is alive. And I had a woman come
mm-hmm.
to me and said, I'd rather have been a widow than a divorcee. And
no,
I was
no.
just like, and that's how I learned about the grief of breakups and different things.
Yes.
And Kaiser, their highest therapy is relationship
yes.
breakups for from 12 years old to 92,
uh-huh.
breaking
uh-huh.
up. And I said, oh, my God, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked what the sister's saying about the root issues. because we tend to judge people by their fruit. We don't know where they came from.
Where
and when we're
from?
Talking about people being mean or not loving, it all started within the womb.
Right.
It all started in their childhood.
Right.
All of those things were nothing. If you see a child who's just innocent and loving and goes to everybody, and people will say, why is she going to everybody? Why is she so friendly? Because she's never been hurt. She's never been tainted. And that's how we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be loving.
Right.
And you can always tell when a child's been through trauma because they're so withdrawn. But if a child has never been through trauma, they don't know anything else. They don't know where strangers are because nobody's ever hurt
me.
And that's the level I had to get back to, is when God healed me, is say that joy that children have when they've never been abused or hurt before. And that's what sometimes we're losing. But I love what the sister said about the building blocks and about looking at we all have everything in common. And at the end of the day, God created all women, like I said, with the same needs, but we have different wants and desires. And that's what throws us off in confusion, I think, a lot of times. So this has been really good,
man,
and
as a man, I'm just somebody on the outside listening to everything I've said. You guys are just alike. The stuff that you talk about, she's talking about, but it's just a different way of saying it, and now we're starting to hear each other. I don't beg, but I'm begging tonight that you guys join with me to blow up Women Speak Now, that every line is open.
Yeah.
You just guys just talk. Yeah, we're going to have a word every now and then, but let's take next week. I got a subject for next week for you guys, and I want to be a part of this broadcast. I want you guys to let me continue to start the format and then let you guys go, that we can really build this thing. And now, watch this. Racism is a issue right now that the church is looking away from. We're looking at marches and things like that. How many prayer marches have we had? We tried one today, and it was only 13 people there. But we tried another one downtown. There was only 100 people there. But you see other kind of marches. When are we going to really join together and say, let's make some noise? Here's y'all opportunity. Thursday nights, Women Speak Now. I want to hear guests. I want to hear an open forum. I want to hear you guys being heard, because I've learned so much about you guys as women just in this hour's time that I can grow. Think about people that didn't know anything, how they can grow just by hearing. And I bless you guys. Now, we're over our time limit, but we got about 10 minutes to get out of here. This is what I want to do. I want every one of you that have spoken tonight to give me a 1-minute closing remark. What did this show mean to you? Again, 60 seconds. What did this show mean to you? Minister, where do we start? Who wants to go first? Minister Inoko. Okay, there go 4 of your seconds, 5 of your seconds. Pastor, you're silly. Okay, let's bring in Minister Willette. Then we'll bring back Minister Inoko. I know she muted herself. Minister Willette, 60 seconds. What did this show mean to you in being able to voice yourself but hear yourself also? Did I lose everybody?
Okay, so I'm going to start. I'm going to start. So 60 seconds. New start is the word. You get a start over card with God. And guess what? That card never expires, and it has no limit. Women, I don't care what breaks you down, build yourself back up. I don't care if something come and chip something away with that. Build yourself back up. With God, you are his daughter. He loves you. No matter what type of relationship you have with your natural father, this father I know really has an ear and a heart for you. And when you cry, daughter,
amen,
he will definitely listen. He will come to your rescue like none other. He will be at your side. He will be at your bedside. He will be at your kid's school, whatever you want. But you have to call on him. You have to surrender now.
When?
Now. That's my signal.
Now.
Minister Rhonda, come on, Minister Rhonda. I'm just calling y'all out. If you don't come on in 3 seconds, I'm just going to mute you. Minister Rhonda, 60 seconds.
Well, this show meant a lot to me tonight because it's my first time ever to speak on here. So I leveled up. And I learned a lot that we're all the same. And the love that y'all have is amazing. And it has helped me so much to get to talk with you ladies and learn more about myself as I learned more about y'all. So I really enjoyed tonight, and I'm thankful.
Prophetess Lori.
I just thank God that we were able to come together, and being a woman, I just sharing my heart with you all, and you sharing the heart with me, it just made me feel just that much closer. And that much more of me being in touch with my womanhood. Because sometimes as women, we forget who we are as being a mother, a housewife, you know, a mother, a maid. You got to go on a job, got to do the grocery store. You got to do we wear every hat. And sometimes we forget that part of our womanness, our womanhood. Mm. And we have to get back to that. And we, as women, we can help each other get back to that. And that's what I felt on tonight, that I started to feel me again as a woman, you know, getting in touch with myself. I'm not married now.
Yeah.
So being single is rough, you know. But being a grandmother, being a prophetess, being a pastor, ministering in the streets, you know, being on the line, running lines, just wearing so many hats. I just kind of lost myself as a woman. My granddaughter said to me, "Grandma, you don't put on makeup no more. You haven't been going out, you know, getting dressed. And you used to get dressed and put on your makeup, and now you don't." Say, so, well, since COVID, she said, "No, Grandma, before COVID."
Amen. Let that slumbery spirit leave right now. Get that back in you to see Jesus.
Be quiet.
Be quiet.
Well, no,
my
I have
God,
to get back in touch
God.
With myself as being that woman. I've been just so ministering to the other women and ministering to everybody. I just, you know, it's now time for me to start back investing in myself.
Amen.
So,
amen.
You ladies got each other.
And just know I just bought a new house, and so I'm doing that too. A lot of unpacking. I just got in. So I'm unpacking and, you know, and trying to get things together. And you know how it is, women. It's rough when you ain't got no man to lift these heavy boxes and lift these girl furniture. It's rough, girl.
Oh, Jesus.
I just moved across the country.
We don't need a man, y'all. We need a man.
Well, Minister Monique, come on, Minister Monique, give 60 seconds.
They do have a perk.
Mr. Monique, 60 seconds.
Is that me?
Yes,
ma'am. Or Frankie. Okay, all right. So, because I introduced myself as Sister Frankie. But here's what I have to say. If we just go right back to Psalms 139, it says, "For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb, and I will praise you, for I am fearfully and I am wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and my soul knows this very well." I have to say this. Oh, how God loves us. Oh, how he sees me as being worthy. Even in my broken pieces, I love what you say, even in my broken pieces, he still sees me as worthy, right? And not only that, I'm his daughter, and I have an obligation of being God's child to uplift and to encourage others as you guys uplift and encourage me. Thank you so much for this dynamic dialogue. But not only that, women, put your makeup on this week. Put a nice outfit on this week. Put your high heels on. And if you just walking around your own house, walk around your own house and feel good and say, I am worthy. I am a child of God. I look good. I feel good. And smile at yourself and say,
hey,
self, I love you. So that's my 60
pictures
seconds.
On
love
Facebook,
y'all.
Please. Please post those pictures on Facebook. Amen. Amen. Minister Willette.
I just, my closing remarks is just embrace the season that you're in, celebrate yourself for how far you've come, and get ready for where you're going. Love up on it, sisters that come into your life, love them for where they're at and not where we're supposed to be at, and embrace change, and know that no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, 2020 is still perfect vision.
Come on, let's do that. Let's do that. Let's do that. We love you, my sister. Minister Terry. And please, nobody hang up just because.
Amen.
Wait,
amen.
If there's some important stuff, I want you guys to hear. Don't hang up yet after you've done your part. Please stay on. Minister Terry.
Amen. You know, this has been great. I'm saying all glory to God for the beautiful family that's on tonight. I know, and the listeners that's on board. But I've heard some words tonight like we should take off the mask, take down the walls. Listen, it took me to what Prophet Dwayne has been teaching on issues. If we have issues on the outside, issues before we can get to that main issue that the Lord needs to work on. And I heard earlier Minister Enoko spoke on respect, love and respect. Love and respect in all we do for the kingdom of God, because it's all for his glory. And as I was speaking, Minister Rhonda, this is our sister on the line tonight out of West Texas, she said she was a little nervous first time. But I heard Evangelist Willette say to embrace each other for where we are in our walk with Christ, because some of us aren't. And some people get afraid, because I was one of the ones that when this broadcast first started, I was more of a listener until I pushed one. We have to encourage more of our sisters to get in so they can build themselves up and their confidence in God and in our birthrights, what he's given us. Because sometimes people can be discouraged and think we're not here for them, but we want to embrace them and bring them in love. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Now, last but not least, and the reason why I chose Minister Enoko to come last is because there's an event this weekend going on in Rialto that I want to support. And I need you to support also. And if we come together and do it as one, there's been a lot of ministry outreach stuff done. There's something drawing me to Rialto on this matter. Wanted to share her last closing, get her 60, but I'm going to give her 30 to share the event that's going on in Rialto this weekend. Minister Enoko, unmute yourself.
Okay, I just did. Yes, thank you so much,
we
Pastor
hear you.
E. This weekend, Jesus Followers University is putting on an event. Pastor Boomer is a young, amazing youth that's just sold out helping our young people. And so this is a vision of a young ministry came up with this. I am just a participant and a server. And so it's a wish up protest where believers can come, non-believers, and just wish up and praise God, because we know who's on the throne. We know who's in control. And a lot of people that are believers, they want to go out to these protests, but they want to also be safe and know that they're in order, that they're not just jumping on the bad bandwagon. And so this is going to be where there are going to be people praying, interceding. You know, there is going to be still social distancing, but it's going to be a day for us to come together and pray. Pray for our communities. And then also the Rialto police captain and Pastor Boomer has had a chance to meet. He works closely with that area. So they're going to be there. They're in support of this. And so I thought it was very God-driven, a purpose for this young minister and his team to come up with. You know what, we may not be able to protest and walk around, and walk in the march, but we can come and worship together, praise God, put prayer, anyone that's going through depression. And it's going to be in Rialto. It's going to be at Rialto Community Park. And the walk is through the community. And it's from 12 to 5 p.m. in the city of Rialto.
Mm-hmm. All right, all right.
And
all
then
right.
I think,
now,
are you going to have this on your on the website where they can look
yes,
at it?
Yes, yes. We're going to put it on our Facebook. We're going to put everything because we're coming to worship.
Yes.
I'm going to bring my own mic, my own speaker. I'm going to be in the middle of the park singing some worship. We're going to do some things and really support. Now, I'm truly about the activism, if I get that word out correct, about police brutality and the social situation that's going on in our country right now. But I'm about confession. Now, and I'm going to give you – I'm going to come in between you and give you your 60 seconds to close with your closing remarks. But if you guys have been hearing me for the last 4 weeks, I've been talking about confessing. And by confessing, he says he is faithful and just to forgive. How many people that you've never heard talk, been talking? How many people have you been leaders that you would never come out and talking about confessing? Confessing ain't mean you're wrong. Confessing means you want to do right. I really believe that our prayers that we have been pushing out there are pushing all these names to come out and confess justice, confess their sins, and confess their unrighteousness of what they didn't do right before, that they do it right now. I see a change in our country. But don't get fooled, believers. This is time for us to really get stronger in going and pushing what we really believe in. So this is an event that I believe is going to bounce off, because I'm going to take it from there. And I know Pastor Boomer, we met before. I want to talk to him before I get out there, because I'll bring some other – we could really make this a dynamic event. But I want you guys to support us prayer-wise, your own participation-wise, or whatever you can do, share it. Tell somebody about it, and know that if we got a place to come that's sovereign, we can really do something. I'm not going nowhere that there's going to be violence. I'm not looking for news media or anything. I'm looking for unity that we really as believers can disperse and go out and make disciples in this world. Minister Inoko, your last 60 closing remarks.
I would just say that really develop your personal relationship with God and really become intimate and find out what's hidden in your heart, because that's what's really been bringing me to the forefront, those things that you don't even think about, those things you don't even know that's in you until something puts your back against the wall. And so that's my thing is to really dig it and ask God to unveil some things, and then prepare yourself for when he unveils those things. And like I said, it's going to help us to love. It's going to conquer the jealousy. It's going to conquer all of those things, because we can pray all day long on our knees, God, help me, deliver me, do this. But it's the matters of the heart. It's those little things that are just stuck down there. And I'm learning now where some of the things that I do, where it comes from. And I'm asking God why. And not in a disrespectful way, but a way to have understanding of why I do things. Why do I even volunteer? Why do I serve? Why? And making sure that it's all in God. I would just tell anyone, check your heart and let God, and don't be afraid when he pulls some things out. Don't be afraid. Just praise him for it. Praise him when he shows you the manipulating you, the controlling you, the deceitful
Amen.
You.
Amen, amen, amen. Bless you so much, woman of God. You better
Thank
listen
you.
To us on Saturday, Real Talk with Pastor E, Minister Carolyn, and Minister Inoko. We're going to be continuing our civil rights broadcast. Pastor Eddie Justice Jones will be a guest. We have the NAACP president from Minneapolis coming back on, and some other leaders that we're reaching out to. Not a lot of conversations, but our civil rights show is going to continue on Saturday. We're going deep. We're going deep. We're going deep. We're going to ask the right questions because we want the right answers. And as believers, I'm really trying to advocate us as believers to stand for what we believe in, but also let's be the creators of new things that have never been done before. We've been trying things over and over and over again, but we've been getting the same results. I'm saying today that if you put your best in, I put my best in, she puts her best in, they all put our best in, we can find the best, and it's Jesus. Enough said. I love you guys. God bless you. And know that God is in control. No matter how small you think he is because you can't see him, he's a big guy. My girl, Jackie Boucher. You don't want to hang up. You want to buy the single. You want to get the AC, the BC, the everything.
Moon, all the hosts of heaven, earth, sky, they declare the glory of God. My God, he is sovereign and holy, and unto the only wise God be majesty and power. He who sits upon his heavenly throne alone brought salvation to all who believe.
Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and every hill laid low. Crooked may straight.
To know your grace, your love is enough to purge me. I'm reaping the benefits of a spiritual lineage that goes beyond many millenniums, so I don't deserve it, but I'm grateful that you came, died, and you saved. Oh yeah, I messed up big, but every time you forgave me, so I dedicate these words to you and you alone. My Lord, I'm just a vessel, you're the author of this song. Big God,
little me, the creator of everything that you see. Everything concerning me.